A Canton man with a prior rape and kidnapping conviction will spend nearly 10 years in prison for a knife point abduction. 39-year-old Jamie Triplett was sentenced Monday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett. He received 3.5 years for charges including tampering with evidence, disrupting public services, and aggravated menacing stemming from a September 18th incident. That sentence will run consecutively with more than 6 years left on a 2012 rape and kidnapping conviction after he violated probation. Police say a 31-year-old woman was forced into a vehicle from a Jackson Township hotel and was found safe the next morning in Perry Township. A Louisville man and woman face charges after an October 23rd theft at Blue Coats Drum and Bugle Corps in North Canton. 33-year-old Dakota Dixon and 29-year-old Savannah Yoho were arrested Friday on warrants charging them with grand theft of a motor vehicle, breaking and entering, and theft. Yoho allegedly stole a trailer carrying two ATVs with Dixon following, and they dropped it off at a scrapyard in Canton. Surveillance cameras showed the vehicles back outside their home the next day. Both suspects were arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court. The Louisville Board of Education approved a 5-year forecast Monday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
The district faces an $11.4 million deficit by fiscal year end 2030 if the 4.0 mil levy fails. The levy is slated to raise $2,562,000 annually with no increase to residents who will continue to pay as currently. The 5-year fixed sum levy will be on the May 5 ballot. The January 30 hiring of high school football coach Matt Farino came to an end February 8th due to his recent discovery of a serious health issue, according to school officials.
The board also accepted donations totaling more than $3,700 for the backpack, summer lunch, Little Leopards programs, and the bowling team, along with staff retirements, hiring, and supplemental athletic contracts. Mack Trailer is paying employees to show up. Last year, the company invested $2.6 million in its perfect attendance program, giving workers an additional $2 per hour and quarterly paid time off. More than 1,000 employees benefited, with some earning up to $6,000 for the year. The Lexington Township-based company says the program recognizes reliability, supports operations, and helps deliver better service to customers. A Columbiana County jury has convicted William Long for the murder of his ex-wife. Jurors deliberated just over an hour Monday afternoon before finding the 52-year-old Lisbon man guilty of aggravated murder, and firing a gun from a roadway in the November 2023 shooting. Prosecutors say Long shot Michelle Long outside her Butler Township home. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton sentenced him to life in prison without parole and ordered additional consecutive sentences, bringing the total to life plus 17 years. He maintains his innocence, and his attorneys say he plans to appeal. An East Liverpool man has been indicted by a Columbiana County grand jury in connection with the death of his pregnant girlfriend. 20-year-old Cameron Martin is charged with 2 counts each of involuntary manslaughter and aggravated vehicular homicide. Police say 21-year-old Stephanie Householder and her unborn child died in July 2025 after an argument led to her getting out of the vehicle and being allegedly run over by Martin. He was served with the indictment Saturday. Martin's bond was set at $100,000. He is scheduled for arraignment February 26th in Common Pleas Court. A man is being held without bond facing federal threats charges. 47-year-old Charles Ingram of North Bloomfield is accused of posting violent threats online against law enforcement, judges, and political figures. FBI agents found guns and ammunition during a search of his home. A federal judge in Youngstown ruled Monday that Ingram poses a serious danger and will remain in custody while a grand jury reviews the case. A Struthers woman has pleaded guilty to child endangerment and domestic violence after her 7-year-old son was hospitalized with severe injuries. 33-year-old Camille Hibbett entered her plea Friday and is scheduled for sentencing March 10th. Authorities say the child was found unconscious, covered in bruises, with a core temperature of 85 degrees and no pulse in his legs. Hibbett told police she delayed seeking care out of fear of being accused of abuse. Another woman, 30-year-old Essence Reveille, faces charges including felonious assault and child endangerment. Her pretrial hearing is set for March 18th and a jury trial March 23rd. A man was rescued from a house fire this morning in Boardman. Flames broke out just before 1 on Risher Avenue and the roof of the single-story home collapsed. Firefighters performed CPR on the victim before taking him to the hospital. His condition is unknown. No other injuries were reported. WFMJ-TV reports Boardman firefighters had help from Canfield and kept the blaze under control. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause. Warren police are investigating a Monday afternoon shooting on Elm Road. Around 12:30, a man shot in the head was taken to St. Joseph Warren Hospital. Police blocked Page Avenue and found a vehicle with bullet holes in it, along with numerous shell casings in the street. No suspects have been identified. An investigation continues. Mahoning and Trumbull counties are receiving $7.9 million in federal funds, including $5 million to repair runway 523 at the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport. FAA inspectors say the runway could be partially or fully closed without repairs. Additional funds will support Boardman's Route 224 safety project, Struthers water pollution control upgrades, and the Niles Sanitary Detention Pump Station. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.